So I want to ask you for your input on my current situation, which I think many in the Sangha will relate to. I feel that now I'm living what you are speaking about more than ever before. I can now more and more choose to see the unconditional love, freedom, and peace everywhere I look. Everything is getting more and more easy, joyful, and obvious compared to before. I'm now at the point where I feel I don't need to go to retreats to stay aligned anymore, or at least not this kind of cleaning and connecting retreats, since I already feel and know I'm fully connected and clean. In fact, I don't feel I need anything except myself and the guidance I receive through my feelings, intuition, and so on. Don't get me wrong, I'm still very much grateful for you showing me this unshakable awareness, love, that I am. And I feel that the most grateful thing I can do now is to go totally to the next most exciting thing with this knowing, with my unshakable loving nature deeply grounded in my being. So my question is related to this. Do you think it's okay to move on from these enlightened teachings if I feel I'm grounded in them? Smaran, you are so grounded, you say, and you don't need anything except myself and the guidance that I receive through my feelings, intuition, and so on. And still you ask questions? My question is related to this. Do you think it's okay? I don't think, but I feel some thinking here. And I'm wondering who is so fully connected and clean and don't need anything. I smell too much you. And still you ask questions. You're a good boy. You're in a good space. But you are just beginning. It's just honeymoon. My question is related to this. Do you think it's okay to move on from these enlightened teachings? What enlightened teachings? I don't have any teaching. And where do you want to move from enlightened teachings? What is after the enlightened teachings? What teachings then? What then? After enlightened teachings. Where will you go from there? Where would you go from there? After enlightened teachings. move on, where you want to go, if you feel grounded in them. For me, enlightenment is just your natural space. There is no, in reality, there is not any enlightenment. There is just kind of hypnosis that you are not enlightened. When that hypnosis is gone, you see things clearly. There's no enlightened teachings, and there's nowhere to go after enlightened teachings. No, you say you are very grateful to show this unshakable awareness love that I am. That is what the enlightened ones, the only thing they can do is to show you, bring some light on the path. No? What you do with that light is up to you. It's just by chance, no? It's just some chance you come into contact with that light. The enlightened ones don't want anything before or after, and they have nothing to teach. Whatever you receive is totally up to you, whatever you do. If you come, I say you are welcome. If you go, I say have a good trip. That's how it is. I don't think. And there's nowhere to move. Because if you have understood, then there is no teachings. There is just life then. You are just living the life. My impression is that the topic of people leaving the Sangha is like a little taboo, and that everyone thinks that they have gone off track, and that might be perfectly right in some instances. But I think you must love more than anything else to see your children moving away from their home, fully prepared with all the tools that they need to go out and create their own space in their own place. I would love to hear your perspective on this. Like I said, as far as I'm concerned, I welcome everybody and I wish everybody a good trip, wherever they go. What you think and your impression of things, I don't know, because everybody have different ideas, different impression, different understanding, different projections. Everyone thinks that they have gone off track, and that might be perfectly right in some instances. Yes. Most of them are, because I can see. And that's how it is, my dear Smaran. It's layers and layers and layers around the mystic in the Sangha. And you have just scratched the surface. It's layers and layers and layers. And most of the people are left, they have come to a point where they have to face themselves. And there's only two things to go do then. In the beginning, you are not aware of it. But when you are here, slowly, slowly, and you are not flowing with it, then they come to a point where something has to happen. Because this is a place of growth, no? That you have to look at yourself. And in those instances, can be a very little thing, which is a great opportunity of transformation. But instead of going through that means to be more clean, to be more humble, to be more soft, receptive, then they run away. That's how most people are. Of this that has gone. And it's always been like that. I saw that around Osho, I saw that around Papaji. You can very easily miss the opportunity. And many times people have come and they get very well received. But they are not really worthy to do what they are doing. Maybe because of money, maybe because of a skill, maybe or something, they get good, very good, well received. But the ego is still so big. Maybe a spiritual ego. And then the first chance that that gets scratched, and that might take years. In most of the instances, it has taken years. And they don't get what they expect because they are special. Maybe they are all sannyasins, maybe they are very good therapists, maybe they are very good, they have given a lot of money. So they expect something. But everything here will come up sooner or later. And then they miss that chance, they go run away. Then that will be gone forever, at least for this life. And I had many people around me who also remember that from the past. They have been close to a mystic, to a Jesus, to a Buddha, but they missed. I'm not saying anybody should stay here. I'm not saying anybody should do anything. I just observe what is happening. I don't want anything from you. But I see things as they are. And it might be perfectly right in some instances. It happens many times. Many people around here, I see, has gone through it. And many people, not many, but a handful, have left. Because the love wasn't strong enough. The trust wasn't strong enough. Then you believe your own mind, your own reason instead of the master. If you are in tune, that those things won't come up at all. I never had any trust, any distrust in my master. It was never an issue. In fact, he saved me many times. I think that you must love more than anything else. It's very hard to say what I love more or less because I'm love. I love everything. To see your children moving away from their home, fully prepared with all the tools they need to go out and create their own space in their own place. I would love to hear your perspective of this. I say, follow your heart. Is that what you want? Good. It doesn't matter where you are. It's no point to be here if your heart is not in it, if your totality is not in it. There's no point. Whatever you do, wherever you go, your heart should be in it. That's the only thing I say. It doesn't matter. But you have your own ideas. Just be true to yourself. I love to see the children moving when they are fully prepared. Then it happens by itself. Or, don't you think Mani here is fully prepared? Again and again they write, please, please, I only want to stay here. Please let me stay by your feet. For thousands of years they have said, how can they say that? They don't say that they want to move away. I even try to get them away. Why do they say that? Because something has been touched. Something deep that is no doubt. There is nowhere else to go. I never asked for that. It's happening. They never asked anything. They still sit down. That's why it's so hard. You say, body, mind, soul. I belong to you, my master. I put everything here in front of you. Use me. There's always been two parts. One part is out of love, surrender, gratitude. Another part is the part of will. That is the part of yoga and devotion. Whatever you go, be total. Be fully dedicated to what you are doing. That's the only thing. But what other people are in the Sangha and what your ideas are, that has nothing to do with anything. Just be true to yourself. That makes it much easier. And many times, people who are close, they might be far away also because they are here for the wrong reason. And somebody far away can be very close to me. It's totally different, individual, from person to person. I would also love if you would speak about what comes after the cleaning and connecting, because I feel many friends are ready. Again, you feel many friends. Because I feel many friends are ready to move beyond that. Not that they all believe that they are ready for it, but in my experience, the best way to finish one chapter is to start living the next. And then the last pieces fall into place by themselves. Endless love and ton of gratitude. Whatever comes, comes. And what is wrong with cleaning? You don't want to have a dirty place. No, all the time you have to clean. Everybody knows that. Cleaning is nice. Shiny. And connecting is a human thing. No? It's a connecting. Or you just want to be silent yogi. I don't know. Every retreat I say, I would be happy sitting in silence. But very few understand the language of silence, of energy, of presence. And that is the dilemma. Or she said many times, I would love to be in silence, but what can I do? All the time new people come. And that is the same here. And not only the new people. And look how much is happening to people. And people who have been involved, then they also see and experience what have happened to them, and they want to help also for the next. That is what the Sangha is. Because the most beautiful thing that has happened for them has happened here, in themselves. Then they want to serve. That is service. Seva. They want to be involved. Because this is the most precious. That is the Buddha field. That is the Sangha. But no wealth, Maron, is totally fine as far as I'm concerned. Whatever you do, just be happy, follow your heart. That's what I want everybody to be, just happy. If you are happy, fine. And if you're not happy, then it's even better you leave her, because I don't like to see long face, sad faces. But I also managed to make very sad faces smiling. Some miracles are happening also. And then when these stone faces suddenly becomes alive and be happy and blissful, then they are so happy they want more, no? So I don't have any plan, and there is nothing before and after. Everything is like it is. And even for many, many people, even if they have been around for a long time, they still really appreciate the cleaning, the groups, the sharing, the meditations. You have to do something in this life. It's not like different stages and like that. You can go on forever. It just, you change and your whole perspective of how doing it. I did dynamic much after I had nothing to cut out. Very good exercise in the morning. It wasn't like, no, I'm finished with dynamic, no. 6 o'clock in the morning in India, it was the only time it was a little cool. You have to get sweaty then. Later than that is too much, unbearable. What comes after the cleaning and connection is more and more peace, more and more understanding, more and more acceptance. Then that is what you are sharing then. Just be natural, follow your heart. That's all what I'm saying. But to really follow your heart, then you have to purify the mind and become a master of the mind. Otherwise, you can never follow the heart, because the heart is so little listened to, it takes a long time before you really listen to that with no interference of the mind. Only then can you see and feel what is it that I really want to do. Because then you don't interfere with your ideas. You know. The heart knows the mind asks questions. You say you know you don't need anything and still you ask questions. Somebody is there. Which I understand. But I also feel, go out in the world. You are young, you are excited, you are in a good space. Go out, learn the ways of the world. Make the world a better place. That's what we need. Make people happy. If everybody would go out and make the world a better place, I would be very happy. In fact, very happy. But you really have to have some oomph and some santa to feel that you can do that. And it's not the thinking, it happens by itself. You have to start sharing in little ways whatever you can. And standing up for your insights, your truth, your love, your clarity. That's what you have to stand up for, which is very difficult. But when you first find something precious, you should share it. People are so, they share all kinds of bullshit very easily. They call it gossip, you know, that they share all the time, blah, 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 and talking about other people, you know. Wouldn't it be much nicer if you talk positive, you know, beautiful things, you know, remind people like that. And when they start getting into the negativity, stop them. Get them to reflect. Remember, the mystic is only there to give you an experience. What that experience will bring to you, be open for it. Maybe you want to run and dance in Karl Johan, very good. Maybe you want to just sit silently here with a silly smile on your face like all this. Very good. I don't care, really, I don't care. I love you, but my love doesn't change if you are here or somewhere else. But the mysterious thing that always happens around the master, around the enlightenment, that people get attracted. It's like the bees to the honey. The honey doesn't do anything. I'm just available. Whoever comes, welcome, welcome. Are you going? Have a good trip. Fine. Totally fine. But I see so much is happening, and so much has happened for you. That's why you are thanking for that light. That understanding. What you do, it is totally your thing. I'm just having fun. If you are here, I have fun. If you are not here, I have fun. I don't depend on anybody to be there. Happiness that lives there inside, no? I'm happy. Content. Nothing. Only a cup of chai sometimes. So do what you feel like, Smaran. It's totally fine. And the world is new for you. That's why I say you have just scratched the surface, because I have people that have gone through everything in life. many people, they have gone through so much, they have been famous, they have been married, they have been have children, they have been therapists, they have had money, and they know what they have found. And I can't get them out even if I try. So if anybody, it is true, I'm very happy if somebody goes, this is space for somebody else, then very good. And I don't see myself, I have any teaching. I'm just myself. If you understand this madman, very good. Otherwise, maybe I have to think also and write a teaching. Different levels. 10 commandments. Number one, be a joke unto yourself. Meditate on that and everything will be fine. Find the joker in you and then laugh. That will heal everything. And you can only have a good belly laugh when you find that that guy who gave so much problem, he hasn't really been there, he's gone. It's one of the things they say always happen when people get enlightened. They have a good laughter. And from my own experience, I have also seen totally just silence. Overwhelmed by silence. Not interested at all in the outside. Not interested in talking either. It's an effort to talk after you have seen so much silence and beatitude and dealing with people's minds. It is a little effort, but like I said, we have to do something. And then laughter is another one, because you've been serious so long, and then you realize there is nothing there, it's just a big joke. I was rolling on the floor with Papaji. We were rolling over, and he was a big man also, so just laughing. Such a good cleaning. I would like to do that cleaning every day. It happens by itself. You don't think about it. And even enlightenment is just the beginning. No, the past is gone, there's no more suffering. But it goes on and 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 on. Like polishing. No, you have the diamond, but then you have to polish it. First, you had no idea you had the diamond. Do you find the diamond? Then that diamond can become even more shiny, you know. It's a new beginning. And the darkness is finished, but the light is just arriving. It never stops.
Must, must, dam, must, calendar, must, dam, must. mast kalandar mast mast dam mast kalandar mast mera virad hai dam dam ali ali mera virad hai dam dam ali ali sakhi lal kalandar mast mast sakhi lal kalandar mast mast dule lal kalandar mast mast dam mast kalandar mast mast dam mast kalandar mast mera virad hai dam dam ali ali mera virad hai dam dam ali ali sakhi lal kalandar mast mast sakhi lal kalandar mast mast dule lal kalandar mast mast dam mast
That was my enlightened teaching. And you asked, do you think it's okay to move on from this enlightened teaching? For heaven's sake, why? Ask yourself. Know you had enlightened teaching. You know, how do you feel now? Meditate on it. Have a good journey. There's nothing serious in this gathering. Beloved heart, I want to share this with you in deep gratitude. I want to live in your heart forever. There is no doubt in this heart. Only in the old mind there is fear and doubt. I love you at your feet, Mahavir, again. So something has been touched, there is no doubt in this heart. I want to live in your heart forever. It's only one heart, that is the beauty. In love you melt, you become one, that is what love is. If people haven't felt that love, that melting experience, you cannot talk about it. It is an inner experience. An inner realization. And when that happens, it's so beautiful, you forget anything else. The heart knows, I want to live in your heart forever. There is no doubt in this heart. No, I know. The heart is straight to the point. No bullshit. The mind thinks and has many things. No. Even enlightened teaching, you cannot teach enlightenment. But in some mysterious ways, it can get transferred. Like love. It happens. And when it happens, then your heart knows. That's why the Sufis and all the people, the Rumis, they talk so beautiful comparing to love. But there's much more. Because it's an impersonal love. When that is felt, you're ready to give anything. That is devotion. But only when that heart, divine heart, is touched. The heart knows, the mind thinks. And you say, only in the old mind there is fear and doubt. So don't go there. That is the whole fight. But when you first have gotten a taste how it is to be one, when love beckons to you, follow it, even though its ways will be hard and steep, says Kahil Gibran. No, if you are so lucky, then follow it. And that love will give you courage, no matter what hindrance, no matter what fear is coming up, because now you have love on your side. You know it's real. That's how you win over the mind. Doesn't matter what the mind says. You have a stronger company now. You have a light in the darkness. The whole fight, heaven and hell, is the head and the heart. Such a small difference. It makes the whole difference in the world. Just 20 centimeters. The heart is direct, it knows, it's not split, only the mind is split. So know well, if you think you can't decide, then it's the mind. Go deeper, the heart knows, just like this. There is no doubt in the heart. No, there is never any doubt in the heart. But you have to be used to being and living and functioning from the heart. Then you integrate it. Because many times you will lose it again. Then again the mind comes with dreams and wishes and problems. Then again you fall back. That is what it meant by staying on the path. No, don't go there to the old mind where there is fear and doubt. You have seen something new now. Don't worry about that. It's old. It's gone. Focus on the heart. Focus on the truth. This is the good news that the mystics are sharing with you. The heart is there, but you have forgotten about it. We became identified with something that in reality is not there. No, when you become disidentified again, with this image of yourself, of the thoughts, then everything will become natural again. And the heart will be happy because it's natural, it's free. Then there is no more mind fog, no more fear, no more guilt, no more doubt. You know. I love you at your feet, Mahavir. What can I do? Then you sent a nice story that Osho told. That I will read for you. Because who can talk like Osho? I don't know. He's asked, who is a bowl? And a bowl is the mystic. It's the Sufi. It's the yogi. It's the sadhu. Is the true sannyasin, one who has waken up from the dream, one who is free, one who is natural. The bowl is just one section of this big family. That is a Baal. He's a natural man, the original man. Baal means mad. He's mad. In the eyes of the world, he's mad. But he has a different madness. He's mad with life, with God, with bliss. That is not understood by the world. That's why they call him the Baal, the madman. And those people never been understood by the world. Why? Because the world is stuck in the mind. And the free ones lives outside the mind. Where there is no rules. Osho said, the Baal is the mystic. I can invite you to participate in that mystery, but the definition is not possible. And that's what I'm doing here also. And that's what all the mystics, the only thing they can do, they can invite you to participate. It's an invitation. I'm not going to define it. Instead, I will tell you a story. Maybe that will give you a definition, but you will have to find it yourself. Once upon a time, an angel came to earth to see man and his world. Because he had heard so many stories of man's splendor, that he would not resist, he could not resist his curiosity. The beauty of this world overwhelmed him. The beautiful sunlight on the mountain peaks, the dark forest, the wind through the pine trees, the rainbows, the fall in the valleys, and the beautiful grass. All the animals, the birds, so beautiful. Everywhere there was such a beauty. But when the angel saw man, he was awed, for he heard the music of the human heart and the song of the human soul. He fell in deep love with this human mystery. Evening came, but he lingered on. Man and man's earth had moved the angel so much that he hesitated to leave. But finally, the time finished, and he had to go with tears in his eyes. But before going back to his own world, just out of the sheer joy he felt, he wanted to help some of the humans on the path. He looked around and he saw four persons walking together. He approached them and said, I have come to grant you each one wish. As luck would have it, they were all spiritual aspirants, seekers. The first one spoke up. I have striven non-stop after the distant divine truth. Nothing but struggle, struggle, struggle. It's so hard. Please, angel, give me some spiritual peace. But struggling is one of the joys in life, said the angel. You have to struggle so your understanding grows. And he didn't understand the first seeker's wish. I would like just peace, peace, insisted the man. This being his wish, the angel changed the youth into a cow that chewed in the grass, in the pasture, very contently, peaceful. A bit disturbed, the angel turned to the other aspirant. God is pure, but I am not, said the other. Please rid me of all impurities, of passions, emotions, desires. But ain't this the very fountain of life? Asked the angel. But I don't want life. I want purity, spiritual purity, insisted the second man. He then closed his eyes and just waited for the transformation. In a split second, he disappeared, and in a faraway temple, a marble statue appeared in his likeness. Then the third one said, Angel, please make me perfect. Anything less will simply not do. I want to be perfect. He vanished, zoof, but did not reappear anywhere, for nothing on earth is perfect or can be perfect. Then the angel turned to the fourth. And what is your wish? I have no wish, replied the happy man. No wish at all? None. Looking at all this, I realize, except just to be human, fully human and alive, that's what I want. A deep joy from the heart of the angel was stirring, and he looked at the man and said, You are blessed. And he leaned over and embraced him with a deep love. The fourth man continued on his way, singing the glory of life, even meeting the angel, dancing the joy of life. This fourth man is the Baal. Just be human. Enjoy life, because that's where you are. And enjoy it to its fullest. Don't hold back. And be careful what you stop for. Stop for what brings you joy. Use your awareness, use your emotions, use your instincts, but use them in a good way. There is no other way to define a Baal, a mystic. They have a tremendous love for life, tremendous love for this earth, tremendous love for all that is. The mystic is not an idealist, he is a realist, down to earth. The Baal does not ask for any paradise somewhere else. He is already in paradise, here, now. He is not a seeker, he is one who has found. He is one who has looked into life and realize that all is available and there is no need to seek. One just has to participate in this mystery called life. He's dancing, he's singing, he enjoys, he meditates, he's blissful for no reason at all. That is what I call the natural man. It's a realization that everything is already given to you. Instead of the mind thinking of what to get, where to go, what's next, then you enjoy this moment. That is the natural man. That's how a sannyasin should be. Just totally at ease in this very moment. Realize you are alive. You already have everything. And not only you are alive, but you find yourself in a place like this. In this crazy world. The true mystic has no teaching. You just have to fall in tune in the dancing, in the singing, in the meditation, in the silence, in the working, whatever is happening in life. Humans have never been so restless as they are now, because they have totally lost touch with their true center, the real self. Everything is evolving around the false. Then there can be no peace. So with anybody who comes across peace, comes across being natural again, of course they want to stay there. How beautiful to see such a gathering in the forest. But if some of you are cold, I'm going to play a little bowl song now. So we keep it alive and warm. Just forget yourself and enjoy the music. You can sing with also.
तन मेरा अखियां होवे तनु अजे भी देख ना रज्जा हूं अखियां होवे तो मैं जे भी देख ना रज्जा हूं एक एक लू विच लख लख चश्मा तम एक खोला एक कज्जा हूं इतना डिठिया मैनू सबर ना आवे तम लैन के दी वल भज्जा हूं मुर्शद दा दीदार वे बाहू मैनू लख करोड़ा हज्जा हूं
मुर्शद दा दीदार वे बाहू मैनू लख करोड़ा हज्जा हूं
ये घड़ियाली दे वो निकाल दी मेरा पिया घड़िया
ਪਿਆ ਘਰ ਆਇਆ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅੱਲਾ ਮਿਲਾ।